Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily. Happy Friday, friends. Well, by now you've heard us talk a lot about eco-friendly pledges coming from the shoe industry. Making and selling shoes has been inherently unfriendly to the planet. It takes a lot of water, tons of plastic, a tremendous amount of emission-releasing global transportation, and so on. Shoe leather comes from cattle, sometimes in Brazil, which contributes to rainforest destruction there. It's enough to make going barefoot sound like the only responsible thing to do, some might say. Until now. Saucony ran its first ever Super Bowl ad, announcing that it's developing a biodegradable shoe. The ad features hundreds of shoes levitating into the air. A voiceover says, "What if all the shoes we threw away actually went away?" The idea, the company cleverly said, to reduce its footprint for good. Get it? To reduce waste, keeping true to its mission, the shoes in the ad were mostly computer-generated images, according to The Drum, an advertising industry newsletter. The company donated the small number of real shoes it used to the Boston Rescue Mission. According to Runner's World magazine, Saucony will make the new shoe without plastics, bioplastics, or plastic derivatives. The Boston-based company said it will craft the shoe using techniques from the late 1800s and that it will manufacture it using less electricity than a typical shoe requires. Saucony also said it won't use petroleum-based glues or threads. The shoe will be part of the company's Originals brand. Adidas also used the Super Bowl to promote sustainability, but that company focused on fields, not feet. To wit, Adidas built the first football field made completely from recycled plastic bottles. The vivid green field, made with 1.8 million recycled bottles, opened last week at Miami Edison High School. To celebrate, high school students were scheduled to play in a tournament wearing football uniforms and cleats made from, what else? Recycled plastic. Adidas also plans to make 15 to 20 million pairs of shoes using ocean plastic this year, according to CNBC. Lest you think, however, that it's only Saucony and Adidas competing to outdo each other in eco-friendliness, well, it's not. The entire athletic shoe industry is racing to achieve at least the image of planet positivity. Nike will dress its 2020 Olympic athletes in uniforms made of recycled polyester and ground-up shoe parts. The Team USA outfits, which look pretty nifty, by the way, are said to be made almost completely from recycled materials, according to CNBC. With more and more millennials making shopping decisions based on values, the desire for brands to show how eco-friendly they are is no longer surprising. But what may raise some eyebrows is how innovative these brands can be as they seek to find new, cleaner ways to make everything we need for our athletic pursuits. Now, the challenge will be to ensure that these efforts aren't just window dressing for Super Bowl commercials and Olympic audiences, but are actually fulfilled throughout enormous product lines, and that consumers can be reassured that the products are just as good, if not better, than shoes and fields made the old-fashioned way. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. This week's episodes were written, edited, and produced by Elaine Appleton Grant. Emma Cortland is our editor and producer. Our executive producer is Marshall Louie, created by Hernan Lopez for Wondery. I'm David Brown, and we'll see you next week. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know, after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.